بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We continue to study the book that deals with fasting from the blessed book of عمدة الأحكام and hadith 183, the hadith of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. Abdurrahman.
It is related that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, while we were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man came to him and said, I am doomed. The Prophet asked him, what made you doomed, or what is it? The man said, I had sexual intercourse with my wife while fasting. He said, can you find the means to free a slave? He said, no. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, are you able to fast 2 consecutive months? He said, no. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, can you find the means to feed 60 poor people? He said, no. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat silently. While we were waiting like this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was brought a big basket of dates. He said, where is the man? When the man stood up, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, feed the poor with this. The man said, do people poorer than me? By Allah, there isn't any family in any house between the Harras more needy than us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam laughed until his teeth were seen. He said, feed it to your family.
This hadith, we learn from it the expiation of having intimacy with one's spouse during the day of Ramadan while fasting. And these are all restrictions or guidelines, because if someone has intimacy during Ramadan at night, this is permissible if you have it with your spouse, but during the day it is not. And if you have intimacy during the day of Ramadan while you're not fasting, if you're traveling, for example, if you're ill, you have the excuse to not fast, then again, this is permissible and there is no problem in doing that. The man came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he confessed of being doomed. And when the Prophet asked him, what did you do? And he told him, the Prophet did not tell him that, no, you're not doomed. The Prophet approved of it, meaning that it is a major sin. It is so major that the expiation was made so severe. And that is, the Prophet told him, alayhi salatu wasalam, can you free a slave? And he said, no, I can't. So the second level for those who cannot free slaves, the Prophet asked him to fast 60 consecutive days, 2 months, not 60 consecutive days, but 2 months, because the month can be 29 and it can be 30. So if it's 29, this is a whole month. And when the man said, I cannot, and in another narration, O Prophet of Allah, what made me fall into this except that I cannot fast? So he knows of himself that he's unable to fast. Then the Prophet instructed him, alayhi salatu wasalam, to feed 60 poor people. The Prophet instructed him to feed 60 poor people. The man raised the white flag, saying, I cannot feed any soul. I am so poor, Allah only knows how poor I am. So the Prophet did not speak, alayhi salatu wasalam, until he was brought up by a basket of dates. And this basket carries 15 sa'. So these 15 sa', approximately 70 kilograms of dates. That's a handful. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, go and give this as sadaqah, as expiation to 60 poor people. And the man said, by Allah, there is no one between the Harras, and these are the mountains with black volcanic stones and rocks. So he said, by Allah, between the borders of Medina, there is no one poorer than me and my family. So the Prophet ﷺ laughed until his teeth were shown. Why? Why did he laugh? He wondered and he was amazed by this man who came frightened, claiming to be doomed, and now he's going back home with a basket full of dates. How hopeful he was when the Prophet said, give it to charity. He said, I'm the poorest person around. And he was greedy, not greedy, he was hopeful and wishful. And so, subhanAllah, the Prophet was laughing on how people change all of a second from being frightened and afraid of being doomed into looking up and saying, we may get something out after all. In this hadith, the scholars say that this is the greatest expiation for those who fall into such a sin. Nevertheless, there are a number of lessons to be learned and topics and issues to be discussed among them. If a person has sexual intercourse during the day of Ramadan, is he obliged to make up for that day or not? Scholars differed. The majority say he has to make up for that day he intentionally broke. So he has to make up for that day. What about the woman? Is she also required to pay the same expiation, or it's only for one? They say, because the Prophet ﷺ only instructed the man to free a slave, and he did not say also your wife should free another slave. So what is the ruling? An issue of dispute. The most authentic opinion is that both of them have to pay the expiation if both of them were willing. But if the wife was forced and she said, no, fear Allah, this is not permissible, we're all fasting, and he forced her to do it and she continued to resist, then she is considered to be one of the three cases we've mentioned. You have to, if you're forced, or if you forget, or if you did not know, then there is no expiation on you and the fasting is correct. One of the issues that scholars also discuss and talk about is, what is the ruling if I go home during the day of Ramadan and I feel the urge to be with my wife, and then I say to her, bring us some food, let us eat, break our fasting, and then do our hanky business. What is the ruling on that? Scholars say that this is a form of tricking Allah Azza wa Jal. It's the same methodology that the Jews did when Allah prevented them from fishing on the Sabbath. So they dug trenches so that the fish would fall on a Friday and then they would catch it on Sunday. And this is the tricks that are not permitted in Islam. Likewise, if someone is fasting and he wants to travel for the sake of being intimate with his wife, so he tells her, let's go and travel to somewhere so that I can break my fasting and then we can do what we want to do. This is also haram and they have to give the expiation. But if someone is actually traveling and came back to his hometown or to his city at 10 o'clock in the morning, so he's not obliged to fast, is he? No, that day he's exempted from fasting because he's traveling. So can he have intimacy with his wife? If his wife is a resident and she's fasting, definitely not. And if she allows him, then she has to pay the expiation, he doesn't, because he's not obliged to fast. And some scholars pose the question, what is the ruling of a man masturbating during the day of Ramadan while fasting? Would it be considered the same? And would he be forced to pay the same expiation? The answer is no. This expiation, this kafara, is only for intercourse. Whether he ejaculates or not, the act of intercourse itself mandates it, which leads us to something else, which is, if a person is intimate with his wife, but without intercourse, and he ejaculates, without intercourse? Is he supposed to give the expiation or not? What do you think? Those who say no, raise your hands. 1, 3, 4. Those who say yes, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. Again, the question is, if a person is kissing and hugging but without intercourse, and he ejaculates, is he supposed to pay the expiation mentioned in the hadith or not? Those who say he has to pay the expiation, raise your hands. Those who say he does not have to pay the expiation, raise your hands. I see the hands are fewer. Yes, we've mentioned before, only if intercourse takes place, he has to pay the expiation. But if he ejaculates without intercourse, he's sinful, and the day is considered to be invalid, and he has to make up for that day. But there is no expiation. The expiation is only when a person has sexual intercourse. Now, if a person does not have money, of course, he cannot free a slave, he cannot fast 60 days. If he doesn't have money, what's the ruling on that? Scholars differed, and the most authentic opinion is, if he does not have money to expiate, then it's gone. Allah Azza wa Jal forgives him. And if he gets money after a year or two, is he supposed to pay it or not? Some scholars say he has to, others say no. The time is gone. At the time when he was supposed to pay for the expiation, he did not have time, and therefore, even if he gets money after years, he is not obliged to pay it. Like a poor person, if I'm poor for 20 years and then I become rich, should I pay zakat for the 20 years that passed? No, because I did not have money at the time, and it goes. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.